Have you ever stopped to think what it really takes? I mean, not just to get by, but to genuinely excel where cutting-edge science meets the complexities of global health management.
It's a fascinating intersection, isn't it? And
Yeah.
today, that's exactly what we're digging into.
Right. For this deep dive, we've got something a bit different. Our source is actually a single document.
Just one, yeah. But it's incredibly rich.
Yeah.
It's the resume of Angèle Bénard.
And our mission really is to go beyond just, you know, a list of jobs and achievements. We want to unpack what this career overview tells us.
Exactly. We're looking for the insights, the sort of the blend of skills and strategic thinking that lets someone operate effectively in that space.
Yeah, how do you actually do that? Moving between discovery, development, international health, what can you, listening in, maybe take away from a profile like this? Let's get into it.
Okay, so kicking things off, Angèle Bénard describes herself like this: enthusiastic scientific and global health manager, outstanding motivation, value-driven and strong soft skills, along with an original multidisciplinary profile.
That phrase multidisciplinary profile really jumps out, doesn't it?
It does.
When you see someone combining that deep science background with strategic management, what's the real advantage there? I mean, compared to someone who's maybe hyper-specialized in just one area, how does that help tackle these big, messy global health problems?
That's a really key question, because it's not just about having knowledge in two boxes, right? It's the integration.
Right.
Someone who's purely a scientist might miss the, the bigger strategic picture or the policy side. A pure manager, well, they might not have the deep scientific credibility needed to, say, really connect with the research teams or understand the nuances.
So it's about bridging those worlds.
Precisely. Her kind of profile allows for navigating both, anticipating challenges from either perspective, bridging communication gaps. That's actually quite rare and incredibly valuable now.
And you see that reflected in her core experience breakdown.
Yeah, definitely. It lists 5 years in scientific management, specifically in international settings, plus over 13 years in hands-on biomedical research.
13 years in research. Wow.
Yeah, immunology, infectious diseases, genomics, global health. These aren't just buzzwords for her. It's deep, integrated expertise, not just dabbling.
And that foundation, you can trace it right back to her education, can't you?
You really can. She's got a PhD in cellular biology from the University of Basel. That's the deep science anchor.
Okay.
But then, crucially, she adds an MBA, specifically in international health management, also from Basel. And before that, a European engineer diploma in biotechnology from Strasbourg.
So it's a very deliberate combination, science depth, management breadth.
Exactly. It's like she built the toolkit for precisely this kind of career. The
Yeah.
PhD gives the rigor, the deep understanding. The MBA and the engineering background provide the strategic thinking, the management skills, the understanding of how to, translate science into action, especially across borders.
It's the bridge.
It is. It lets you spot the unmet needs, see how a scientific breakthrough could become a practical solution, and then manage the, frankly, complex logistics of international research.
And her listed core skills sort of map directly onto that, right?
They do. Biomedical and health scientific knowledge check. Project management essential. Cross-functional and operational management. Yep. Scientific writing and reporting critical for funding and dissemination. And then communication and interpersonal relations.
You need all of those to make it work.
Absolutely. They're the practical tools that let her leverage that dual background effectively.
Now, speaking of international, her career isn't just multidisciplinary, it's, well, truly global. The languages alone are impressive. French, English, Spanish, Castilian Spanish specifically, and German.
That's quite a toolkit linguistically.
Right, and it's not just languages for show. Her actual work history mirrors that.
Yeah, you trace her roles through Switzerland, Germany, Spain, France, the UK, the USA.
That's a lot of moving parts.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it signals more than just, worked abroad. It shows real adaptability, an ability to actually thrive in different scientific cultures, different professional environments. That suggests someone who's very adept at navigating diverse international systems and stakeholder groups.
Okay, let's dive into some specific examples then. How did this translate into actual impact? Her time as International Scientific Project Manager at Vall d'Hebron Research Institute, that was November 2020 to December 2022.
Right, this looks like a really concrete example of managing a big international project, the H2O project.
H2O. What was that about exactly?
Basically, a major European effort. The goal was to standardize how health outcomes data is collected and analyzed. Think about making data comparable across different EU countries and specifically Spain in her case.
So pretty significant.
Very. And her role wasn't just oversight. She led the Communication and Analysis Working Group. She was doing scientific health research herself, and importantly, identifying and managing stakeholders, both local and international.
And she helped set up a national observatory.
Yes, contributing to the National H2O Observatory for Health Outcomes for Spain. That's not just a report. That's building actual infrastructure for health data in the country. It shows real system-level impact.
And the outputs from that role.
Pretty substantial. The resume lists 8 project deliverables, 2 scientific reports, 1 Delphi study.
Delphi study?
That's basically a structured way to get a group of experts to reach a consensus on a complex topic. Very useful in policy and research planning.
Got it. Okay, so 1 Delphi study.
Right. Plus 4 scientific publications, 3 stakeholder meetings, multiple presentations. It really speaks to a high capacity for both strategic work and just, well, getting a lot done. High volume execution.
Then before that, she was at the Center for Genomic Regulation, also as a scientific project manager, February 2019 to November 2020.
Mm-hmm. Another big project management role. Here she managed ES Genomics.
That sounds familiar. H2020.
Exactly. Horizon 2020 EU funding. ESI Genomics was about providing access to cutting-edge genomic technologies for researchers across Europe.
Yeah.
An infrastructure project.
Okay. And she was involved in something called SENET, too.
Yeah, SENET, a Sino-European health networking hub. So fostering collaborations between Europe and China in health research.
Interesting. And there's a note about volunteer work during COVID.
Yes, in the OR-FEU program, contributing to setting up RT-qPCR diagnostic tests for COVID-19. So very hands-on, very relevant at the time.
What does this role tell you overall?
It reinforces that product management skill in a really high-tech scientific setting. But also, it mentions identifying funding opportunities and grant writing. That's crucial, right? Keeping these big initiatives going.
Absolutely. Need the funding.
And again, look at the outcomes. 14 deliverables, 2 scientific reports, multiple presentations, another scientific publication. It shows that consistent ability to deliver tangible results from complex science.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit. Her role at Institut Pasteur seems different. Scientific and Administrative Deputy Director, February 2018 to February 2019. That sounds like high-level leadership.
It really does. The scope here is quite broad. What stands out is her responsibility for C3BI.
C3BI.
That's the Bioinformatics and Biostatistics Hub at Pasteur, a central resource. Her job was essentially to strengthen its capacity, research, teaching, services. That's a big mandate.
So more than just managing ongoing projects.
Much more. It involved actively enabling large-scale projects, getting grant support for them, boosting C3BI's international profile, building collaborations with major players like CNRS and other bioinformatics groups worldwide.
And the teaching aspect.
Yeah, she designed and coordinated training programs, not just locally at the Paris campus, but across the whole international network of Pasteur institutes. That's global capacity building.
Wow. Plus the day-to-day operational stuff.
Exactly. Communication, budgeting, HR, the whole package.
And the results in just 1 year.
Quite telling. A comprehensive 5-year report covering science, admin, finance. She organized a scientific department retreat, numerous stakeholder presentations, 3 international bioinformatics training courses delivered, a grant submitted. It really shows that capacity for high-level strategic oversight and smooth operational management in a top-tier institution.
From that kind of institutional role, she also seems to have moved into the commercial side, product development. Clinical product manager at Singleron Biotechnologies. That was quite recent, June to March 2023.
Right. And managing specific products, GXScope single cell VDJ kit, Circle single cell full length immunoreceptor library kit. These are tools for advanced genetic analysis at the single cell level.
So taking her science background into a different arena.
Precisely. Applying that deep scientific knowledge to the product side. This is a really critical link in biotech, you know, bridging the lab and the market.
And she was involved in the actual development process.
Looks like it. Integrating customer feedback, doing market research, interviewing key opinion leaders. That's about making sure the scientific innovation actually becomes a useful, practical tool that researchers need and want.
And the outcomes there.
Very product focused. 2 product user manuals, an internal presentation for the sales team, tangible outputs needed to launch and sell those kits. It shows she can connect that deep science with commercial needs.
And currently. Looks like some part-time consulting work.
Yes, self-employed global health and scientific consulting. It mentions scientific writing for DNDi, the Drugs for Neglected Diseases Initiative.
Oh, right, the nonprofit drug developer.
Exactly. And apparently that's already resulted in two concept notes for funding agencies. So, again, applying her expertise in a different way, focusing on securing funding for crucial work.
It really shows versatility. But you mentioned earlier, to really grasp the depth, we should look at her foundational research too.
Absolutely. Because all this management and strategy, it's built on a very solid scientific bedrock. Her earlier work is just as impressive and clearly informs everything else.
Like her time at the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute, senior staff scientist, 2015 to 2018.
Exactly. There, she was deep into analyzing host-pathogen interactions in infectious diseases, looking at genomics, phenotypes, epidemiology, really fundamental work for understanding how diseases work at a molecular and population level. That led to four publications and a book chapter. Critical groundwork.
And before Sanger, Albert Einstein College of Medicine.
Right, as a research fellow, 2012 to 2014, she led her own independent project there, developing novel, cost-effective mycobacteria-based vaccines against TB.
Tuberculosis, yeah, still a huge global health issue.
A massive one. And focusing on cost-effectiveness is key for global health impact. That work resulted in two scientific publications.
And even earlier, Swiss TPH.
Swiss Tropical and Public Health Institute, a scientific collaborator from 2008 to 2012. This really shows her commitment starting early, developing projects on seroepidemiology, diagnostics, vaccine development for Buruli ulcer, another neglected tropical disease.
Then she was involved in clinical trials, too.
Yes, participated in a thermotherapy clinical trial in IOS, Cameroon. That's direct hands-on field and lab experience in a resource-limited setting, which generated three more publications. So a consistent track record of producing research from the bench to the field right from the start.
Reflecting on this whole journey, what's really striking, I think, is the commitment to keep learning. The resume lists specific courses she's taken more recently.
Yeah, things like an AI machine learning in healthcare summer school, a healthcare transformation academy, a science and technology diplomacy summer school.
That says a lot, doesn't it?
It really does. It shows she's not resting on her laurels. She's proactively staying current, actively expanding her skill set into like really cutting edge areas relevant to health, AI, health systems change, diplomacy.
It's strategic upskilling.
Absolutely. Understanding that the landscape is constantly shifting and making sure she has the tools to navigate it, it's about remaining effective and impactful.
And just to round out the picture, there's a mention of personal interests, too.
Yeah. Social Argentine, tango, jazz, traveling, cooking, photography, fitness, yoga. Adds that human dimension, doesn't it? Suggests someone well-rounded who probably understands that managing intense work requires personal balance, too.
So when you pull it all together, what's the main takeaway from this deep dive into Angèle Bénard's resume?
For me, it powerfully illustrates the impact you can have with a truly integrated, multidisciplinary approach. It's not just having science and management skills, it's weaving them together.
Right. Deep scientific knowledge, meeting strategic thinking, international experience, and clearly a real passion for global health.
Exactly. Her whole career seems to demonstrate that the biggest impact often happens right at that intersection, bridging different worlds, the lab bench, the boardroom, the field site, international policy discussions.
It makes you think, doesn't it? In our increasingly complex world, how vital is that ability for leaders, for innovators, to be able to genuinely bridge these different disciplines?
It feels essential, maybe more now than ever, to go from the micro details of science to the macro level of policy and implementation requires that kind of fluency across domains.
So, a final thought for you, the listener. How crucial do you think that cross-disciplinary skill set is for driving real, meaningful impact today? And perhaps what steps could you take in your own work, your own field, to build that kind of broader, more adaptable, more integrated capability?